New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back. Middle segment, J Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School crew. A lot going on. Got some good slate of games tonight, though. You know, we got we got Texas Tech, Arkansas about to get busy here in a second. We got USC against Texas A&M, 9:30 tonight. Stay up late.
That's a good
one. Yeah, that's going to be a good one. Obviously, Texas A&M's coach is well-situated, obviously, in his tenure. But Lincoln Riley, which has the distinct honor of losing 9 of 11 five-stars that he's recruited since he's been at USC, is somewhat on the hot seat. But nevertheless, look, there's some good bowl games tonight. Then I'll see. I think Texas Tech is playing Arkansas, excuse me. But right now, Georgia Tech, the Ramblin' Wreck, is getting wrecked by Vanderbilt. 35-13, 8 minutes left.
I'll keep harping on it. How you a 6-6 team approaches a bowl game? I don't know that there's a more important game on your schedule.
Well, there's no other game.
Well, but think about that. That throughout the course of this thing, you had opportunity to get yourself in a position where your season is not in question anymore. Yeah. Every 6-6 team that got into a bowl game has to look. You talk about windmill, like just put your head down, swing hard, swing often, right? Like hit. Like this is the
eyes
opportunity.
Closed.
Like yeah. And so, here's the thing: Georgia Tech goes to this thing at 7-5. 7-5. 8-5 looks really good on the record. Looks really good in the offseason in the ACC, especially because you got momentum, because not a lot of ACC teams are going to have momentum going into next year for a variety of reasons. But here comes Vanderbilt. And listen, your season could be measured by this. The seventh win gives validation to everything that happened before. 6-7 invalidates everything good that happened before. Every little thing. So Vanderbilt said, listen, I need this Alabama win to mean something. So let me sorry, Georgia Tech. You gotta take this loss. And they're putting on a show.
Yeah, they're getting the brakes beat off them right now. And I don't know. And Georgia Tech had the lead too.
And in bad weather, apparently they had lightning.
Yeah, the lightning's been there. It struck 35 times.
They're walking off the field. They're all going, both teams are going to the locker room. Yeah,
listen, it's just a matter of time. Nasty They're lucky storm. It's under 5 minutes because they would have called that game.
Nasty storm.
Vanderbilt, Commodores. They're the Commodores, right?
Yep.
Are just tearing off through Georgia Tech.
The fighting Lionel Richie's.
And the funny thing about Georgia Tech is, not the funny thing, is that they had a pretty good transfer portal recruiting and a good recruiting class. So you got to think, you got a lot of guys, this is what they're at home saying, now I'm going to be a part of. Some of our early enrollees practicing, witnessing this on the sidelines. And like DP said, you know, having that extra win in the win column, whether it's Nebraska going from 6-6, 7-6, or in Georgia Tech's case, potentially, which they won't, going from 7-5 to 8-5 is really good. But then ultimately, I will tell you this, in the offseason, you do go back and go through every game. You should as a player multiple times. I mean, you know, like I said, we talk more about 1996 and not winning three in a row than the great championship, you know, teams that we had. But more importantly, for these teams and these players that are coming back next year, you will reference this bowl game, these plays, more times than the second game against UTEP or whatever it is, because that's the more recent history. That's actually what coaches will judge you off like immediately on, right? Because that's the lasting impression that you see. Then if you play well, this is, you know, this is when you want to be individually motivated. If you play well and surprise them, aka put them on notice. You're like, man, I need to go back and watch all the tape. What did I miss? Everybody was up in arms when Coach Holgorsen came in and said, listen, I see some guys that I think can be a factor. And then you saw it very, very quickly, right? Well, this is no different. If you want to get his attention, no matter who comes in here, that you can cement yourself and set yourself up for future reps by the work you've put in, hopefully in the 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks prep. And then obviously the bowl game is the payoff. And if you don't, then you're going to be up there and you know, Austin's linebacker coach, DP's, you know, the D coordinator or whatever. You're like, man, I thought this dude Jay was ready to play. He looked good in practice. What happened in the game? It doesn't mean it's the end all be all, but you say, okay, well, maybe we need to put him in more pressure packed situations so he's ready to play in the game versus, oh, I knew he was ready to play. I can count on him, not give him anything. I can count on him to compete. Well, first of all, to prepare, to compete, and then play. So as a coach, that's what you want. You want the more knowns. You want to be able to go to bed at night and like, I got these two dudes right here that I know no matter what Saturday we show up on, I know exactly what I'm getting. Now, then you don't have to spend as much time trying to guess, well, maybe Austin's going to play good this game. Oh, well, you had a couple weeks off and, you know, we had a bye week. Well, we don't know. Well, you went and went on vacation or whatever it may be. Well, we know Austin's not going to be able to play because he's still on vacation mode. This is a bigger game to some individuals than they even realize. Now, you don't need to tell them that as a coach, but also you have to set forth the path because you have to say, listen, this is a big game for everybody individually. It's a big game for me as a coach. It's a big game for Austin as the assistant coach, a big game for DP as a coordinator. It's a big game for everybody in there because now we are moving forward past 2024 and trying to hit the gas with a different and more authoritative mindset going into 2025. You got to take exactly what you did well, and then you got to ramp up what you didn't do well. And everybody, you know, if you got to be coached hard, you got to be evaluated harder, you got to be demanded and or asked to make more sacrifices, because if you want to get past this gray area hump, like I would say, like, and DP knows, he flew back from Hawaii, you climb to 40,000 feet. It takes a little while to get there. You're going to go through some bump, but right before you get up above the clouds, you're in that gray area. And in order to get through that gray area and those clouds, you got to hit the gas. And, you know, as a pilot, and everybody's got to be on board or else it could always be bumpy and then you're dealing with some turbulence. So look, it's on. I mean, and also I'd like to see if you're better than Boston College, which I think we are, and they don't have their two best players or two of their best players. I want to see the maturity of, you know what? I want to see you beat the brakes off of them.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Does that look like Wisconsin? Does that feel like Wisconsin?
Whatever it is, I want you to annihilate them.
I mean, it really is a beautiful thing. Like Jay talked about regret, like the power of regret.
Right.
Just imagine that you're a part of the 150 and you're pondering where do I land in this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And here's my opportunity. And then they actually call on you and you hit the gas pedal and there's no gas. Like, right. Like that part, this is the one that, hey, you've been waiting for them.
The clutch burnout.
Right. You've been waiting for them to yell, hey, Foreman, 56, get in the game.
Yeah.
And you're not ready, or you can't produce, or you don't know the assignment, or you miss a call. All those things.
Yeah.
I mean, the regret that happens after that.
Well, I mean, it happens to everybody. It does. It happens to the best of the best. It happens to, you know, whether it's Patrick Mahomes early in his career, right? Andy Reid on multiple times when he was Philly's head coach. It happened here in Nebraska where you think of Coach Osmer, took him a little bit longer to get a national championship. It happened in 93, maybe, you know, even though that was a little bit politics and calls induced. But there is regret. Everybody has it in their career, whether it's Kobe Bryant airballing against Utah when the ball was supposed to go inside the
shot.
Right? It happens. Matter of fact, I was just watching the 30 of the Lakers. Big game, James Worthy, essentially against the Celtics, did the worst thing, Austin, as we know as basketball coaches and players. Underneath on the Boston side of the hoop, trying to make a cross-court pass to win the game, and they made a layup to go into overtime. And he said it took him to the offseason to get over it. Everybody has faced it.
And that's big game James.
But he was a young guy. But he said later in his career, he always referenced that. So if you use the regret as a motivator, you will always essentially outrun the chaser, which is regret.
You don't dwell on it, but you do.
In a positive way.
How do you do it in a healthy way?
Right.
Who's around you to help you make it a healthy thing to dwell on it, to think about it, to motivate you? Same thing with putting, you know, 1 second up on the scoreboard. Or the final score of last year's last game, whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being in your feelings and dwelling on it. I think those are two very different things.
Yeah, I mean, and you got to go through the process of both, right? Beat yourself up, but then also it's like, I never want to feel like this again. And it could be as simple as, you know, the first time that you realized, like in basketball or even football, that you're not in as good a shape as you thought you were. And everybody's been there. Or in DP, in your case, in baseball. Well, you know what? If a coach has said, hey, you need to go and field 50 extra, you know, fly balls, and you drop one on accident, or all that type of stuff, it happens. And so for these young guys, you know, all the work has been done prior to getting there. But then also when you get out there in the game, you can't blink. You cannot blink. You cannot sit there and take pictures. You can't be in a daze. You have got to force the action. And you only can operate in these type of arenas if mentally you've been preparing for it. So once it became like, you know, the 26th of December after Christmas, and you got a game on the 28th, which I don't think it's actually on the 28th. I always look at it a day before, because everybody's going to show up, you know, motivated on the day of the game, motivated to play. But the biggest thing is going to come down to discipline.
Well, you get that. You've got, you know, Jake mentioned earlier, there's an event tonight. There's a Husker event tonight in New York City, right? The difference between at 6:45 on the eve of this game and 11 o'clock kickoff, 12 o'clock their time, what you do tonight, what you consume in that space, and then what you do the moment you leave that meeting or that get together, how you handle the next bit. Remember, you're not at Nebraska anymore, right? So you better honor the plan, and you better be a good roommate to whoever you with.
Right.
Be a good teammate, right? Don't handle your business, and then get up tomorrow. And you know what? It is the most important game of your career. Play like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the lasting one for a lot of seniors, and then it's the coming out party for other guys. And then the guys that have played decent or good, it's cementing and validating some of the flashes, both short and small, you know, or both small and huge or big, that you know done throughout the season. So it's I mean, it's huge. And you also have to have that type of mindset, but then also say, listen, it is football. So you have to go out there and play the game. And if you're a competitor, no matter if you're playing in Yankee Stadium or, you know, down there at the Fiesta Bowl, wherever the national championship is, you got to show up ready to play. Just so happens that Boston College is in your way. But ultimately, when you play Boston College, and I learned this from, you know, actually from being a rookie in learning how to be a professional, talking with Bruce Smith and Thurman Thomas, and he said, you got to look where guys went to college. That'll let you know who you're playing against. You know what I'm saying? And Doug Brzezinski, I'll never forget him, was a big guard from, we were in the same draft class, but he's from Boston College. And me and Doug are friends now, and he's got like 5 kids, you know what I'm saying? And he's got tattoos everywhere. He probably, you know, I mean, he's a tatted up dude. And Bruce Smith was like, oh yeah, even Boston College, you got a big old head. You're going to be headbutting him today, right? Because we were playing him. And I never thought about it like that. So for instance, when you play against Boston College, them dudes are going to be tough. They're going to be like Pete Kendall, who played, you know, a ton of years in the league. They have good players, and they got a tradition and alumni base of toughness, and they've probably been overlooked, and they're going to be well coached. And so you got to go out there and get it out the mud, like they like to say. But ultimately, you control your outcome. That's the best thing about football in games like this, and it's the hardest thing for a team in a football program like this, where you've had success, you've had some failures, and you had some like kind of in between. And then also then you control the outcome majority of the time based on what you've done here in Lincoln. And now you're in a whole nother place, because I would say this, and I want your guys' opinion, or maybe we ponder on this, you know, before we go to break. Is it easier to play in conference this type of game if it was a conference game versus a bowl game? You get what I'm saying? Because no matter who's the home team, you're on a road game, right? But ultimately, if you're going to Northwestern, there is a little bit of ease versus going to New York. I mean, Jake Sorensen said it, you know, checking in was big shout out to Jake and Nick. They don't know how many Husker Red fans are going to be there, because first of all, it's 10 million people. You ain't overtaking New York, right? You're just a blip on the radar screen. Versus like if we're playing Northwestern, you know, people are saying, you know what? We're driving up. Iowa City, we're driving up. Purdue, we're driving. Illinois, we're driving. Wisconsin, we're driving. Now, obviously, we went out to USC and everybody flew out there. Is it easier to play in familiar territory or play a game like this with a lot on the line being displaced?
Can't wait.
Yeah, well, we ain't got much time to wait.
Can't wait.
What we're going to do is wait. We're going to take a break, come back, get Austin and DP's thoughts on that. Jay Foreman, Austin, DP, Old School. We'll be right back.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.